Hi, thank you for holding. My name is Aureli. Am I speaking with Rich?
Yeah, hi. Sorry, I got a little notification. I got thrown off this conference call or something to that effect, so I thought I'd call back.
Yeah, I was trying to reach you back too. I left you a few voicemails.
Okay. Did you actually try to call?
I did try to call you after we got disconnected. I left you a few voicemails.
Yeah. And I see, okay. And that's one of the things that I talked to the guy, Ben, this morning when I first started talking to you guys. And I noticed that this happened last week on Friday with Evan, or Ivan. And then also I remember this happened last October when I was, going through and making changes and all that stuff. That any time that you guys call me, my phone doesn't ring. For example, I can see the history right here, and it looks like you called in at, like 9 minutes ago. And then also, if I go over to my voicemail, it looks like you left, refreshing. But you didn't leave a text. Okay. So for some reason, when you guys call me, my phone doesn't ring. It does on the front. Show a history, but you are able to use leave a message. My volume is all the way up, but for some reason my phone doesn't ring from anytime you guys call me from 714. My phone doesn't ring. I remember
What type of phone do you have?
What is my phone? It's just my Android. Anyway, but I talked to last week, I noticed that because today I got a phone call this morning from Ivan, and I wasn't expecting a call till this afternoon at 1:30 when I get a phone call from the designer, the web design people. But he left a text. So my phone indicated, oh, you have a text? And I looked on it and it said, I tried to call to the customer guarantee program and it was at 8:44. So I looked over at my call record and by gum, he did try to call me a couple minutes earlier. But the phone was right by my head and the volume all the way up and it didn't ring. And then also I see that you tried to call me and I was right here and my phone didn't ring. So, and then I remember that the same thing happened last October. You guys call me, my phone doesn't ring. And you guys, he left a voicemail, and then anyway, so I don't know what's going on there. So when you get a phone call and you miss it, you get an indicator that you had a missed call. I didn't even get that. I got an indicator. I got a text coming from you guys. So when you guys call me, regardless, I just got to pay more attention. And whenever I took the opportunity when we got disconnected. To return a call to one of the people that called me when I was on the phone with you. I just ignored the other calls. And I did have another call come in from when I was on the phone with you from a 714 area code.
My audio is breaking up.
I'm sorry. Let me just off the phone. Yeah, okay. So, anyway. So that's neither here nor there. My apology, but I'm just not able to receive calls from you guys. Take calls.
Maybe
because I don't even know you're calling.
From your device, that's why you're not able to receive our calls.
It'd be a locked number. I'll check. I've never locked it because I don't know how to do it. But I suppose I'll try to figure out how to get into that and see if it is, or at least maybe take it to the store and say, hey, teach me how to do this. That's the problem with things these days. They're just too damn hard. I don't use 99.9999% of my phone because it's just too difficult. I use the camera, voicemail. I know how to get around maybe on the internet a little bit, but it's just too much. It's just too much for my little brain. Anyway, so where were we? We were talking about trying to find Google Guarantee Program. We're talking about Google Ads, and we figured that out, so on and so forth. But we're talking about the Google Guarantee Program, whether I should go, you just end that and go back to Google Ads, because right now, I'd like to make an informed decision, see if we can get this working, but I can't even find the Google Guarantee program, let alone find me on it. I got to be able to, I want to be able to see how the product works before I continue using it. You know what I'm talking about? So you said all these products I'm using, the Google Guarantee product is obviously not working. I'm able to, I need to make that determination. Is it actually working and I'm screwing up on my end? And it looks like I'm getting leads coming in from one, two, or three different sources by looking at this
dashboard.
Okay. The dashboard. I guess maybe somebody can take the time to walk me through that at Google. But right now I'm on with Google Guarantee, so I'd like to figure out, we've already figured out something we can do to change things, and that's the change we already made. But I wouldn't mind. I want to get on the and actually see the Google Guarantee program on the internet, see how it works. Right now, if I haven't even been convinced that the Google Guarantee program even exists, because I have not even been able to find it, let alone get on it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I don't doubt that it does, because it worked for me before, I think. But at this particular point, look, if I can stay with this product because it works, and right now I'm being convinced it even works because I can't even find it. Do you know what I mean?
I understand.
So help me find it. Help me find it so I can make an informed decision and decide whether I should cancel my program and get my money back as an escrow or on that saved account or keep it, understand it better, and know how to use it better. Yeah, help me sell you.
I have the Google Guarantee review link, but when I open it, it doesn't show it up to me. Since I'm not in the state of where the lead it should be reflecting, that's why it's not coming up. I have already checked with our Google team, and I'm waiting for them to give me that response so they can help me out to find the lead for you, the ad for you, so I can send it over to you.
Let me go ahead and just recap and see if I understood that correctly. Since you're in California, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. What part of California?
Found Valley.
Larger scale. That's too specific. North, east, south. Yeah. What's the big city? Biggest city near you?
Los Angeles.
Okay, so near LA, out of LA. Okay. So. You're not able, when you want to go on there and do what I'm doing, and that's just put in a search, and you're not able to find the program because you're starting your search in an area that doesn't support customers for that program, correct?
Uh-huh.
So, and though I am, you're not. You're in a much bigger market than me, so it doesn't really make sense that you're not part of the program, but that's neither here nor there. But the point is you are part of the Google Guarantee program, yet you have no avenue to find out, gain, and help me to figure out where. And so you've got to call into the tech people, and that's what we're waiting for, to find out why I can't find it up here, or how you can walk me through trying to find that up here. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. So I'm gonna go ahead and put I got the Google search engine up. Let me try it one more time. I'll maybe try something different.
Search on the Google section, Chrome.
Okay, Google Chrome. So let's go to Google Chrome. Okay, actually, ironically, the Google Chrome, Google just came out and said recommend using Chrome. So do you want to? I'll say yes. I'll switch. Okay. So, okay, just switched over to that. Download Chrome. Okay. I already thought I had it loaded, but. Thanks for downloading. Just a few steps left. Okay. Your download will begin automatically if you didn't start download. I don't know if it started or not. Okay, my total AD program just came up and gave me a warning. So, okay. Thanks for downloading. Just a few steps left. Okay, I'm going to push download Chrome again. Accept and install. Okay, back to that one where, thanks, just for downloading, just a few steps left. The download will begin automatically If it didn't start, then there's a little link to clone that says download Chrome automatic manually. So I don't see that it started. I mean, it hasn't started yet, but does that mean it's going to take a minute or two to start? Or should I go, should I give it a little longer to start downloading? Or should I click on here?
It shouldn't take too long. You need to save it on your computer, and then it will should start downloading. If you have a good internet speed, it shouldn't take too long.
No. My point is what's it doing now? I already put down, okay, I'll do it again. Download Chrome. Okay. I got a little window that says get Chrome from Windows, accept and install. Okay. Accept and install. And I'm going to go, and it bounces. And now it says, okay, now I got, like I said, thanks for downloading. Just a few steps left. Your download will begin automatically if it didn't start. And then there's a little link for me to click on that says download Chrome manually. I don't know if it's automatically downloading right now or not. There's nothing to indicate that it's downloading. You know, because like I said, it said if it didn't start. Now, I don't, it said it will begin, which means it will begin time-wise sometime soon. I wouldn't assume. 30 minutes? 5 minutes? What? So since it didn't already start downloading yet, should I push that download menu? Or has it already downloaded and I just don't know? You know what I mean? There's no indicators here. So right now,
on your desktop, do you see the Chrome icon?
Hold on. Okay, so I got to get out of it. Okay, Google. Let me see. Oh, I see. The way to tell is the icon. No. Okay, no Chrome icon. So I'm going to push. I'm going to click on download Chrome manually. Okay. My total AD just popped up. With a green check sign saying Chrome setup exec is safe. Okay, that's great. That's fine. But it's not doing anything. So when I put manually, okay, step one, open the Chrome setup exec file. Can you download this at the top right hand corner of this window? Okay. Open Chrome exec. Top right hand. I don't see that. I don't. That's Copilot. It says, open the Chrome setup.exec file from the downloads list at the top right-hand corner of this window. Okay, it's telling me, okay, this is a little window. Just tell me what that is. Okay, it's circling. Okay, I see it. Downloads. Okay, got it. Okay. Okay, did that. If prompted, click install. Install anyway, and yes on the systems dialog. Downloads. It click yes. I don't see anywhere that says yes. Download. Open folder. No, there's one more step on that. Am I on step one still, or am I? Does that got me to step two? Okay, so allow. Step two, prompt, click install anyway. There is no install anyway. And there's no and yes on the thing. What the hell? Why does it have to be so damn difficult? Open download folders, no. No, I click the thing that opened them up in a bigger window, but damn it. And now I blow out that window. Damn it. Okay, there. Okay, I got back to it. I'm going to close that window. open the Chrome in this top right corner window, which I did. Well, on that. Next step is step number two. I clicked on that. And clicked on that, just gave me the number, gave me this Chrome setup.exec. But there's 1, 2, 3, 4. So it says open that downloads from the list. Here's the list. And it's got four choices. Chrome setup, 4.exec, 3.exec, 2.exec, 1.exec. And then the one on the bottom says, Chrome setup.exec. Okay. And then below that, there's an apple/cc-something. So I'm going to go and open the file that says Chrome setup.x.
Okay.
Okay. Do you want to allow the app to make changes to your device? I should say yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. I assume so because just download that as a change in itself. Okay. Now it's downloading. 3 seconds remaining. Download complete. Waiting to install. Installing. So we're doing this because maybe this updated newer Chrome version, whatever, that search engine, with that browser, it will most likely have a better chance of doing what we need to do in regards to finding the Google Guarantee Program. Okay, sign in to Chrome. Sign in. Email.
With your email and password?
I don't know. Sign in to Chrome. Well, use your Google account. And I never really have to sign in and stuff, so. I actually don't know what my Google. RLM Hotmail. Okay, so next would be, okay. You could not find my Google account. Okay, it says enter email or phone number. Phone number didn't work, email didn't work. So by the way, when I put in my phone number, do I put in the dash between 425 and 206 or just the straight numbers?
The straight numbers.
Okay, great. Thank you. I'll try that now. Okay, it's, I found it under that, which is weird. And now enter password. So I just assume I'm using the same password I've used for everything else. Joining this Google is so long ago that I don't know what it is. I may have written it down somewhere, but to see, hey, verify it's you. To help keep your account, thank Google wants to make sure it's really you. You should may probably do this. Check your Galaxy X9 and it says check your Galaxy S9. Google sent a notification to your Galaxy S9. Tap yes on the notification. It was doing something when I opened it. I clicked it to open the screen. It was doing something weird, and then I pushed text to see if it was my text, but it didn't say here that they texted it to me. They said they just sent it. So I may have just, okay, I'll push resend it. Yeah, now it's doing something weird. Okay, gotcha. So it didn't send my text. When I go, okay, yes, it's me. Okay. 50, okay, now I can go 59. Okay, I got that. So it looks like we're communicating with each other. Turn on sync. Okay, back up your stuff and use it on any device. What is this? What am I doing here? Bookmarks, auto.
To be able to add your device to it.
Okay, so I say yes, no thanks, or yes, I'm in. Just yes, I'm in, or what?
No thanks at the moment.
Okay. Check your default browser. Okay, so I'm going to set as, now I'm going to be setting this as my default browser, correct?
Yes.
Now, so if I ever want to use Bing or anything else, I have to go over that. See, so right now I was, okay, default apps. I don't know what it was here. It's not telling me to do something. It's just giving me a list of default apps. Okay. It says default apps, choose default apps. And it's got like mail, maps, media player photos, media player. I got you. So under each one of the categories, maps, music player, photo video, photo viewer, it's already got the default set for those. In this case, web browser. It's got, okay, so it's showing Microsoft Edge, that's what we had, so it's asking me to reset. So yes, reset.
Okay.
Is that correct?
Uh-huh.
Yep, okay. Reset all, okay, now it's reset all default apps. Choose default app, go to file. Okay, well actually, see, it went down to web browser. Now, of course, that's what we're trying to reset, to Chrome. And so when I went down there, that's why, under web browser, it had Microsoft highlighted as my current, so I reset it. I push reset. Now I don't know what to do. It's not giving me more instructions. Choose your default app.
On the top of this page, do you see a plus sign?
A what?
A plus sign?
A plus
sign? Oh, crap.
No. No, it's actually a page within the page. What it did was it split into two screens. Left-hand side is, it says settings, home, find the setting, apps, and then apps, features, apps, default apps, online apps, apps for websites, video playback, start, all that stuff. And on the right side, it actually says default apps, choose default apps, and they're all my, like I said, email, maps, music player, photo viewer, video player. They all have different defaults that I've already set. Media player, for example, for my music player. Maps for maps, mail for my email. Photo viewer is photos. Video player, movies, and TV. Under web browser, it had, okay, I highlight it again. It before it said Microsoft Edge, and before it said reset, so I pushed reset. And then when I pushed reset, all it did was say reset all default apps. So I'll push reset again.
Okay.
Didn't do anything. So now if I go above under web browser and I highlight and click on Microsoft Edge, it says choose an app. And up above says Google Chrome. So I'll put Google Chrome. Okay? Okay.
Okay.
So down below, that's now has under web browser as my web browser, default web browser, Google Chrome. And down below it says reset all default apps. But I've already just reset it, so I'm fine. Right?
Okay.
Okay. So I just got out of that. Now enhance ad privacy in Chrome. This is about we're launching new privacy features that give you more choice over the ads you see. Chrome notes to measure the performance of an ad, limited types of data are shared. More about ads. Can you make changes in Chrome settings? You can make some. Okay, just got it. I don't want to customize it. I'm just going to push got it, even though I don't. Now I'm on a Google web browser. And I don't know if it's a new web browser or a shorter one. It says, but down the right hand corner it says customize Chrome. So I assume it doesn't say Chrome web browser or Google Chrome. It just says Google. So how do I know if this is Google or not? Search Google or type URL.
The URL?
Hold on a second. Okay. So yeah, I know down on the bottom of my computer, you have these little icons like Netflix and my file to open, things, my what do you call the quick click icons to get you where you want to go. I now have one for Chrome on the bottom. Okay.
Okay.
So I click on that. And that comes up. So I assume this is now Chrome. Now I'm going to go back to the other one. That was Google. Okay. And then, let's see, hold on. Okay. You wait for installation. Chrome will automatically. Okay, gotcha. So I think I'm done with this. It looks like it is a Chrome browser. I'm going to exit that one. I'm going to exit this one. I'm going to exit everything, even the home. And then I'm going to go ahead and exit this browser. And then let me click on, oh, shit. Okay, there's one on my desktop. So I just dragged it back over there so it's over there on that tape. Okay, so I'm gonna go and pull this up. So, okay, Google Security Alert for Richard Mann. This is a copy of a security alert sent to Richard Mann. I don't know what this is about, but it's from Google Mail. Okay, oh Richard, okay, that's it. Just tell me to go to my email. Security Alert for Richard Mann. Open that up. Damn it. Okay. Oh, it's just a copy. Yeah, I think we didn't notice assigning to Google account on Windows service. If this was you, we don't need to do anything. If it's not you, then we'll have to secure your account. Okay, so that was me, so I don't have to. Basically, changes being made, and Google, just let me know. So if it's not me, I can do something about it. Okay, so forget that. I'm not going to pull up Google. Okay.
So you see the plus sign when you open the browser? On the top of the page?
Okay, hold on. Well, hold on. I'm going to do that again. Okay, so Here I am, click on the Google icon. There is a plus. It says add shortcut. On the top of the page, no. Under the Google browser window where I highlight to be able to do a search, underneath it, there's two little round circles. One says web store, that little rainbow thing and an icon in it. And then the circle on the right says add shortcut. That's a little circle with a plus sign in it. As far as on the top, anywhere else on the web, on this, anywhere else right here, I don't see a plus sign.
We need to open a new tab.
Oh, you're talking about up there. Yeah, new tab.
Once you open it, you can search for painting or handyman near me, since you are under the category for handyman.
Okay, so painting near me. Okay. Okay, so... Okay, see results closer to you. To get the closest results, let your Google user device's precise location. So I'll do that, right?
Okay, yes. We need the location so Google can give you the areas.
Yeah, Google wants to know location, so allow. Okay, so now they got really detailed. Cascade Fairwood, okay?
It's more detailed than what you were seeing before?
It's the same details. The only thing here is this. Well, okay, the map, the cascade. Okay, so what we have here, this is more what I was used to. Okay, right now we have headland painting. I don't see anything regarding Google Guarantee.
Can you send me a text message with an image from what you're seeing?
Okay, all right. Okay, well, what I'm seeing is sponsored. I believe those are, what is sponsored?
What they're paying for the services.
I'm sorry?
When they're paying for the services?
So these are ads, right? Are you saying these are ads?
Uh-huh. Yes.
AdWords. Okay. Okay, so what I see is I see three sponsored contractors, and then below that, then business. And then that's where the map on the right comes up, and then they started with four businesses, CertaPro. Oh, I'm actually on that one. That's weird. I'm in the top. Okay, so the things that I did, I added on Friday and Saturday, I added seven reviews. And here's one of the things I found out. That you know, the things that helped me come higher up on a word search towards the top, the two things that I can do is, one, add reviews and also add pictures. And I knew about adding reviews, right? But they didn't tell me that when a review comes in, that new review down below says respond. And until I respond to that review, Google will not recognize it as me actively paying attention to my account, so it doesn't matter. You know what I mean? So those seven, one of those was brand new. There's somebody who was responding to a request link I gave him back in October when I was last talking to you guys, and she just finally did it. So I went over there, and that's how I found out. Well, you got to push respond and respond to it by saying thank you or, whatever. So I responded to all of those. And also I just sent a bunch of pictures today and I send them more. Let me send them more when I get off. And now I got one bid that came in through my website, not through Google Guarantee, but through my website Friday night when we just started making changes. And then also here I am. I've just, uploaded some photos this morning, and here I am in the top three already. So this is positive, but that's painters near me. What I'm going to do is I'm going to blow this one off. I'm going to do another word search in another window, and I'm going to put in be more specific, Brenton, in a city that we know we do. Okay, now there's only two Google sponsors there, and then I didn't come up in the first three or four on this one, and I'm not in the first page at all on this one. So I came up momentarily only because of the fact that, oh, you know why? Because when it asked me to give them exact location, it gave them a distance. They went, okay, you have city, state, county, city. In this case, it actually went down to a neighborhood in the city. Recognized the Cascade Fairwood neighborhood, and And that's why I was on that page. I'm going to do that again. Okay. So hold on.
Okay.
And see if I can get, I bet you this will happen, which is not actually a good thing to tell you the truth. Peter, near me. And then it stopped me as Cascade Fairwood. Yep. Okay. So there's those 1, 2, 3 sponsored. And then boom, I came up on that as well. Okay, which is fine. I mean, this is really cool. But I guarantee you, nobody going on a word search in this neighborhood. This neighborhood I live in is a golf course, okay? So I'm going to guess anybody, most of the people in this neighborhood, this Cascade neighborhood, would probably put Renton or maybe Petrovitsky, because this would be known more as the Petrovitsky area. As far as their area, Painter near me or Painter interior, and if they, most people in the word search will put the city there, or in your case, near me. If they put near me and they put Renton, right? Then I won't come up. If they put Cascade, whatever, obviously I come up. But most people are not going to go that far down to the local area, localized area as the near me that's going to be searched. You know what I mean? And this is great. I mean, if people do put Cascade Fairwood in here, I come up first four, and that's great. I would love to work here and only in this neighborhood, but that's not big enough to support four painters. You know what I mean? So
yeah,
that's just the location of where I'm emailing from. Okay. I'm actually registered on here and my computer as this customer, not as the painter. So, which means, four of my other competitors they actually have, let's do this. Do you have the list of cities that actually, I'm servicing as far as, this program? No, like my website?
Yes.
No, this is, what, can you tell me if Cascade Fairwood is in that?
We are covering the whole county from King County.
Okay, but I understand that. But in this particular case, Certa Pro Painters, I don't believe, is located in here, okay? I am located here in this area, but this search is not recognizing me as my company.
I already found the link. Google already sent it over.
What link is that again? I'm sorry?
For the Google guarantee?
Okay. Oh, they got back to you? Okay.
Uh-huh.
So your email, is that correct?
Yes. 1 second.
Okay. That's all right. I'll keep looking for it.
Okay. The email has been sent. Let me know if you receive it.
Okay. Second. Okay. Gotcha. I haven't received it yet. I'm refreshing it.
Message sent successfully.
Remember, last time you sent it, it took about a minute to do it, so.
On my end, it's already successful, so it should be arriving in any moment.
Last time you did this, it took a minute, so. Okay, but anyway, so. I'm going to go ahead and research. I'm going to do a new search on it. I'm going to go Painter near me and actually put Renton down there. So when I put Painter near me, and just left it at that, since I already let Google determine where my computer is, right? So when I put it in there, Google's automatically figuring out where I'm at, and I've already allowed them to know where I'm at, and they've computed exactly where I'm at, down to not just the state, not just the city, but the neighborhood in that city, so they've took their search all the way down to that, and that's why it searched Cascade Fairwood. That's why I came up, because I actually am in Cascade Fairwood, and as far as the business, and recognize that, and also recognize me as the customer, my computer that's originating the search. So that's why I'm on that. But now when I put Renton, because so when I do the exact same search, but instead of leaving it painter near me, and I put Renton on the end of it, and it out of the mat, and I already put Washington. Okay, so that comes up, and then, like I said, I'm no longer on that first page, and that first page is only got three instead of four. And then, I'm on the second page, not that far down. So it's definitely working a little bit better. So let me go, okay. So local splash, okay, check the Google guaranteed link. Okay, so I've got the link, and this is going to take me over to, okay, so it shows me, okay, I see this, okay. So Google guarantee, if somebody looking for a Google guaranteed contractor, they put the Google guarantee, and then the list of contractors come up, and they'll find me, and they click on me, this is what they'll find, right?
Uh-huh.
Okay, but what is the portal? How do they get over to the list of contractors, of which I will be one? How do they get over to that list? I'm not able to find Google Guarantee, at all. I'm in a Google Guarantee. My computer is sitting in an area where the Google is supported by Google Guarantee, yet I'm not able to find I'm not able to, like you said, find the Google Guarantee program. Okay, so if I go back over to
it's just of the matter for searching. Watch, let me send you a quick screenshot of what I'm seeing right now from the search that I just mm-hmm. made. It's just gonna be a quick text message for you to just view it. Okay, that's how it should be coming up. 1 second, so I can save it on my computer.
Okay. So I did do that again, and I went over and the Google on Google I put in painter. I didn't even put interior or exterior. I just put painter Renton. Okay, and then I obviously didn't come up in the first page, and then so I'm going down to more businesses, and then a minute ago when I did the same search, I was on the second page about 5 down. This time I'm not on the second page. Okay, I'm on the second page about 15 down.
So okay, I already sent you the text message. Let me know when you receive it so I can explain you.
Okay, so my text comes in pretty quick. No, it's not coming in. You said it as a, yeah, I'm sorry, did you say it as a text or an email?
Text.
Okay, there's a text. I see it. Okay, so right here, I'll open that image.
Okay, do you see at the top I search handyman near me and then Renton, Washington?
Uh-huh.
Okay, at the bottom it says result found Fountain Valley, CA, right?
I'm sorry?
And then on the screen that I sent you, it says map, height, gain, cheap, small, and then it says about 12,000 results, and then says result for Fountain Valley, California, choose area.
Yeah.
Then it says mm-hmm. response, handyman Renton.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's how it should be coming up. Since I am in Fountain Valley, that's why it's showing the results for Fountain Valley. And on the first thing it should come up, it's that, the Google Guarantee section.
Okay, what was the search parameter you used on this?
Handyman near me, Renton, Washington. Since I was looking for your area, I set it up Renton, Washington.
And that's the way it should be. That's the way I want it to be. But you use the word handyman. I can guarantee you, people looking for an interior painter, exterior painter, are not going to be using the word handyman in the key search. So we need to find it from that parameter. Now, I actually did open up, where is that at? It was on there a second ago. Okay, there I am. Okay, so I did find myself, on the second page. Let's just go back to that. I'm going to put it on here like we did. Painter.
But that's not for the, that's for the map section, not for the Google Guarantee, right?
That
you found on
section?
The second page? If it doesn't say Google Guarantee, like the screenshot I sent you, it's the map section.
Okay. Hold on here a second. Okay, so right now, I just went Painter and Renton, and Painters in Redmond, it came up. I'm going to actually do this. I'm sorry. That came up. I didn't mean to do that. I'm going to say painter near me. Okay, so now I wanted to do this in a way that I came up, okay? So, when I put in painter near me, it actually automatically, this time it didn't do Cascade Fairway. It actually came up Renton. And then same with the one that says painter in Redmond. And the first two things that came up were sponsored. There's two sponsored. One, it says Google Guarantee next to it, and that's the sound painting. And then the next one is Equip Painting, and it's just a regular contractor, meaning it doesn't have Google Guarantee. So now when I go down below to businesses where you have the map start and all that kind of stuff, I have CertaPro, Equip Painting, and Dante Painting. And there is no Google Guarantee check mark and thing near their names as well. And I believe at least one or two of those are Google Guarantee contractors. So it still doesn't, look, the fact that one of these pro contractors that are above their business listings, below the map listing, and is sponsored, which means there's 1, 2, 3, 4 of them, okay? Hold it. That's bizarre.
Keep in mind, painting, it's already in process, so we can have their own category so you can be able to search directly for painting yourself, not just for a handyman and then going to painting. No, we're already working to have their own category so you can just search directly for painting.
I understand that. I have not used the word handyman in search traffic, okay? So the fact that...
Oh, you're on far away, sorry.
Okay, I've not used up to this point ever since I started this program, including today, used handyman in my search parameters for my search engine, okay? I've used painting and painter or some sort of painting character, city and whatever. And the only reason why I've ever needed to do this as a painter is testing this system and trying to figure out how it works. Now, of course, I'm not shopping for a painter anywhere else because I am a painter. So anyway, but the long and short of it is, right now I've got, this is weird. When I put in painter near me, Renton, I didn't put Renton near me, and it inserted Renton before it was inserting Cascade Fairwood, which is why that's why I came up, which is fine. I understand why, I think. But now when I just put in painter near me, it's not inserting Cascade Fairwood. It's inserting on its own the larger city, Renton. And then when that's come up, it's a little different now. And now it's I got two sponsored painters under the handyman character. And one of them is Google Guarantee. And then below that says more handyman. So and then all and
okay.
I go below that is all painters. There's no handyman. There's like I told you, handyman. Everything under your handyman categories are painters. And then okay, there I'm about 12 now. But when I go back up, if I go okay, so you, again back to the top, I have two sponsored. Add one of which is a Google Guarantee. Then below that, I can push on more handyman. And then below that, I've got two more sponsors. And it doesn't say whether they're handyman or painter. It just says more. It's just, you know, it says sponsored. There's CertaPro, and there's Renton Painting. And then below that, painters near your area. That's sponsored. I don't know why that would be. And okay. And then neither one of those are Google Guarantee. And then below that is finally the business listings, and with the map on the side of it, the business listings start with 3, of which CertaPro is one of. None of those first 3 have the Google Guarantee logo thing in there. But below it, like the rest of them, is more businesses. Now if I click on that, okay, here's those first 3 again. And then 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 5, 5th down on that page. That's fine. But none of these painters on here, including me, none of them, no painters anywhere near that, except for that first page that I told you on those four sponsored contractors that are these are ads. Only one of them has the Google Guarantee logo. And then in the business listings where all the painters that, you know, after the first 3, you list the rest, None of them have the Google Guarantee logo. And I know that I am a Google Teammate Guarantee member, and I'm a Google logo, so I'm still trying to find out where do you go to find only a list of Google Guarantee contractors. You know what I mean?
Because
look, I'm paying for three services, the map one, the regular website where they go and get me, and then the Google Guarantee. So and I'm not listed, and if they did list me as a Google Guarantee contractor through and there's a reason why that. It's the normal avenue of finding me through the normal search engine. You better not have a Google on that, because that's a separate issue I'm paying separate for. I'm paying the $500 I've got on the account that I pay for each lead that comes through there has to come through a Google Guarantee portal. Where is that Google Guarantee portal that I can go to so I can go find myself? The fact that you sent me a link that I can see myself once I'm on the portal is not relevant. Where the portals that I can go to find that list, to make sure I'm on that list, is what's important to me. Does this make sense to you?
Okay.
I need to find the list of
sir?
Of men, painters, whatever it is, that I need to find that portal, that list, to make sure I'm on it, because people can't find that list to choose a Google Guarantee contractor. And the Google Guarantee is that you guys will back up and warranty at work. That has value to customers. That's why it's there separate, so customers can look at this and go, geez, I like that. I like the idea of Google guaranteeing the work of whoever I hire through them. You know what I mean? So where is that program as a consumer can go to find Google Guaranteed contractors? Now, if that makes sense, can you help me with that?
Okay. I understand your position. I understand that you would like to find the options really quick in your account, just the Google Guarantee section. It doesn't have...
Listen. Nothing in my account. Nothing to do with me. I pretend I'm a consumer out there, okay? And I want to find, let's say, electrician. And I'm going to go out there and I put in these word searches. Okay, how does the Google Guarantee program come up in their face on their computer so that they know that the Google Guarantee program exists? So they can go into that program and find a contractor. Pretend I'm a consumer looking for a contractor, and you want to get that Google Guarantee program in front of my face on a computer. How do I do that? Jesus. I've got a minute, just like you, a million things I need to get today. I expected this to take 5-10 minutes, and it's been 2 hours almost. And I'm not getting my shit done I need to get done. So I need to either you help me here or put me onto somebody who can help me. It's that simple. How, as a consumer, do I find your Google Guarantee program if I'm on the computer right now and we've been trying for a long time without any success? So I think you're just probably misunderstanding me, or you're not understanding me, or you don't understand how the program works. So I'd like to speak to somebody maybe with more experience. You have been helpful for certain things, but not for the things that we're on the phone for. We've had side diversions that have been very helpful, but the main thing I want, you're not able to get me to. So you either don't know how to do it, or you're misunderstanding me. And if you're misunderstanding me, either way, I need to talk to somebody who can understand what I'm saying.
The Google Guarantee section comes up on the search when you search for the business, like the screenshot I sent you through text message. As you see right there, it gives you the sponsor area, handyman, and the business. If I click more handyman, it will give me a lot more options. Now, just for Google Guarantee options, I have sent you an email right now with the shortcut page, with more options for handyman, which you can update that information and just set it up for painting in your area, and it will come up all the businesses that are covered for painting, and yours is on the list right there with the green check mark.
That's fine. You're telling me how I can do it right now. I'm not concerned how I can do it right now. Would you help me? I'm concerned about how does the average consumer out there access Google Guarantee? How do they know the program even exists? What comes up in front of their face to tell them, hey, there's a program here called Google Guarantee that we guarantee our program? How does the average consumer enter the portal from that aspect, from that angle? A consumer, not me. Not me with these special tools that you're giving me. These special tools and these insights that you're giving me to help me find them, and I'm still not able to find them, are irrelevant. It's how does the consumer out there find that program, of which I'm a part, of which they'll find me if they decide to click on my website once they get into that list of websites by getting into the Google Guarantee program, by knowing that the Google Guarantee program exists, because when they do a word search, that comes up in front of their face. I'm doing a word search for a contractor, okay, but when does their ability to see that the Google Guarantee program exists, they can click into that and get the list of contractors that are members only, like me, even vetted, we're a member, we're a guarantee contractor, you know, so they've got to be able to see that portal, that list of that icon or that whatever they got to click on that gets us into that list specifically of Google Guarantee contractors and only Google Guarantee contractors. Okay, so you know because they're obviously it does exist because you guys have to have a way of tracking and billing, so the transaction has to take place in that Google Guarantee program and not outside of it, right? In that, so there has to be some way to get into the Google Guarantee program to be able to find that list of contractors so I can choose one of them. And like you said, that link that you sent me, okay, that shows me my website that people will see once they click on me, once they're in the Google Guarantee program, that's fine. I see that it exists. But how does the consumer find this? How does the consumer get into the program to be able to click on me and have this open? Now, does that make more sense? Is that clearer?
Sir, I have listened to you and I understand your position. I need you to please listen to what I have to tell you.
There is
no specific way for just Google Guarantee. It comes up on the search when you search for the business. I understand you would like to have just the link directly from Google Guarantee, but Google has...
I told you in the beginning that if I had to have a question, when you say search for the business, you need to be specific. Are you talking about when people search for me specifically as Valtech? Or they go and search for a painter. Be specific.
Painter. For the keywords.
Okay, so thank you. You said that they search for the business. What that means to most people, which means they already have the name of the business and are searching for them. So you need to be very, I told you in the beginning, you need to not be in general. So you should have said when they put in the search word. Okay, so keep on going. Now, keep on going from that point on. Okay?
Okay, my apologies. Yes, when they search for the keyword and their location, like painter handyman near me, the options will come up like the screenshot I sent you. Did you see that I searched the words and it came up with the area where I am?
Okay, so you just sent me another email. Are you talking about that one? I mean, just now.
No. The text that I sent you through text message, the image through text message.
The text. I don't. Okay, so hold on. So actually, I don't. Okay, so you said you put in the search parameter. What did you put in? Is your search parameter?
Handyman near me, Renton, Washington. Renton, WA.
Okay, so you didn't put in painter. Okay, so all that did to me was gave me one Google Guarantee contractor and one contractor who's not a Google Guarantee contractor. What is, what, it still doesn't, this,
At the bottom from it.
At
the bottom from the option that it gives you, Google Guarantee, the one that you mentioned, they're not contractors, did you say more handymen?
Yeah. What about it?
Okay, if you click on that option, more handymen, it will give you the list from all the handymen from Google Guarantee. Just Google Guarantee, like the link I sent you through email, the last one I sent you.
Hold on, this does nothing. First of all, the two handymen on the top, and I can't click on, this is a text. This is a text window. This is not a link.
Uh-huh.
Right? So when I put in more handyman, it doesn't allow me, it opens them, but I can't scan down to them. And the first one I see, I can't even see if it's a Google Guarantee because it won't scan down. So I can't even look at the more handyman that you sent me. Okay, so, but if you take the two first listings above, one, a handyman written of Bellevue and then Exquisite Homes LLC, only one of those two is Google Guarantee. But let's say you're right and those were both Google Guarantee, and then opening up all the rest of handyman down below, those were all Google Guarantee. It doesn't matter. It doesn't tell me how I get to that list. How do I get to that list?
Can you check your email? I sent you the link that it takes you to more handymen. Check your email, please.
Yeah, no, okay, I mean, when did you send it?
When I click myself on more handymen on my search, it takes me to a different list of all handymen for Google Guarantee. That's just for Google Guarantee, no other accounts, just Google Guarantee.
Okay.
Open
so
your email?
No. I have my emails are open, damn it. Okay, so what I'm saying is you sent me an email about 5 minutes ago, and about 3 minutes, 2 minutes ago, I was just saying, hey, there's an email, a new one in here. Did you just send that? And you didn't respond to that. So I'm trying to ask you, is that the one you're talking about? In the meantime, I did enter it, and I do have, I'm going to guess this is what you're talking about, because it says handyman, and then down below it says Google Guarantee, and then it lists a whole bunch of contractors below. Okay, that's all fine. Great. And you showed me and got me to the list of contractors, each one of these do not say Google Guarantee program next to it, because on the top of it it says Google Guarantee, get done right, sponsored. Okay, so I'm going to assume that each one of these contractors are a Google Guarantee program, of which I'm on there, and I'm like 13 down, okay, which is great. Okay, so I found myself. Okay, so but I don't care about the fact that you've already proved that I'm on there. How do I get, as a consumer, how do I find this list out there without your help? Do you understand that? Your email Let's say I'm out there as a consumer trying to find this goddamn list. How do I find it? Jamie, I'm sorry I'm getting mad, but I'm just getting so frustrated because it's like, why are you not understanding? How does the customer out there get this list? You found it. How did you found it? Looks like you had a real difficult time finding it, and you're actually part of the goddamn Google Guarantee program. So what does that say to the average person out there trying to out there not even looking for the Google program? They don't know it exists. They don't know it exists until you put it in front of them. Meaning they do a word search, a key search for something, and then they get the information and they say, wow, there's a Google Guarantee program. I'll check that and I'll find the contractors and that. That's what I'm asking for. How do I find this list if I'm the average consumer out there? Now, do you understand that?
I understand.
Thank you. And are you okay? No, the next thing is, well, are you able to answer that question? Can you help me find the Google Guarantee program? Look, I would love to be able to also put the Google Guarantee on my business cards and logos and this, that, and all that, which would mean nothing. You know? And at least maybe a customer will be able to say, okay, well, Google, they may be actually maybe put that in their word search as well. Okay? But, you know, let's try that. Paint your invention.